Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We're teaming up with the Washington State Council of Firefighters again this year because, yeah, we want to put those new coats on the kids that need them this holiday season. All it takes is $20 to put a brand new coat on a child that needs it, or you want to be part of the 69 crew.
That's right. Lots of people stepping up, doing great things. I appreciate everybody who's donated $69. It's a silly number, of course. We all laugh at it, but at the end of the day, that's more than three coats for kids.
Yeah. And that's all it takes, man. It just takes $20 to put a brand new coat on a kid that needs one. But hey, if you can't do it, whatever you can do, because all the money does add up, any donation does help keep these local kids warm. We got these cold winters here in the Pacific Northwest, and man, it also helps their self-esteem as well.
Oh yeah, we've got a lot of text messages from people that have witnessed it firsthand, seeing a kid get a coat and how happy they are from the great firefighters out there that are doing stuff, the Washington State Council of Firefighters. Right now, our goal is $35,000 to raise for these kids. We've got $16,000 plus raised so far. So we can make this happen, which would be really, really freaking cool. And shout out to Sarah. She donated enough for a couple of coats saying a child is the most vulnerable member of our society and should never have to suffer. And then Kaya and Sean Green, part of the 69 crew.
Yeah.
What a great couple. David Braun, also part of the 69 crew.
Do appreciate it, Rockaholics. We really do. You want more info? You want to donate? Owen. You want to share in your socials?
Yeah. Owen, hashtag 69.
Yeah, there we go.
Owen! Andrea, man, stepping up big. Over $220 donated. Oh, no
thank
kids
you.
Go cold. And they said they were giving 10% of the proceeds from our warehouse sales event this past Saturday. Collective goods. Hashtag give more, give back.
Oh, thanks, man.
Get more, give back.
Yeah. Either way, you're giving back.
Shout out to Collective Goods.
Yeah, thanks, guys. You want to donate? If you want to just share on your social media, however you do it, man, just go to KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Migs.
It's time to play the game. Yeah. So everybody scream his name. Beat Migs. Don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs. You're a loser.
It is time. Turn down for tacos!
Charge out for what?
Oh, yeah, buddy. Yeah, it's Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
Get some tacos. And
okay.
Do all those fun things you do with tacos.
If that's what you want me to do.
Eat them.
Eat them. Yes, yeah, just eat them, yeah.
Since you said so, I guess I gotta do it.
You have to.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Tim in Puyallup. Tim, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Tickets to check out Battle at the Boat, which is number 125 at the Emerald Queen Casino, and that's happening on January 17th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. You want to go to Battle at the Boat, get your tickets now through Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. Yeah! For those playing at home, Tim will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Tim, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
According to Google, how many months should you go between getting your tires rotated?
6.
Yes. What is the title of the Bond movie coming out in 2020?
Pass.
When You Wish Upon a Star was the opening song in Pinocchio sung by which character?
Pinocchio.
No.
Geppetto.
No.
The grasshopper. The cricket.
Ah, De Beers created the ad slogan, diamonds are what?
Forever.
Yes, located in Vietnam. What is the former name of Ho Chi Minh City?
Pass.
What is the highest number found on a standard roulette wheel?
The highest number. Gosh. 99.
No.
100.
No.
21.
No. Who portrays Larry Flint in The People vs. Larry Flint?
Pass.
Ah. Damn, yeah. Dropped a deuce.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's not gonna do it, buddy.
No, I mean, maybe Steve is tired enough and you know, not prepared for the day. And
Probably not.
Yeah, I know BJ's gonna be.
You guys make fun of him for a 4 and a 5 before, so I don't think he's dropping a deuce today.
Well, you can hope, Tim, and well, Steve, you've got your work cut out for you,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, you're getting the vibe. I don't.
Yeah. Well, are you ready?
Oh yeah.
According to Google, how many months should you go between getting your tires rotated?
Oh, 6 months.
Yes.
9 months.
Oh. Nice. What is the title of the Bond movie coming out in 2020?
Oh, crap. Live to Die?
No.
Die Another Day?
No.
I just watched the trailer and it looks freaking awesome. That's not my guess.
Oh, okay.
It looks die, awesome.
Mother effer.
No.
When you die in it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. When You Wish Upon a Star was the opening song in Pinocchio, sung by which character?
Pinocchio?
No.
The little gecko?
No. You want to give a name?
Gecko. The Geico gecko.
No.
Alf.
No.
De
Beers created the
ad.
No. De Beers created the ad slogan. Diamonds are what?
Forever.
Yes. Located in Vietnam. What is the former name of Ho Chi Minh City?
Tiananmen Square?
No.
I don't know.
What?
What?
Pass.
What is the highest number found on a standard roulette wheel?
99.
No.
100.
No. And Steve, you and Tim are deuce brothers. You both drop a deuce.
Wow.
You both tie.
Tim, congratulations. I am shocked that he didn't get at least 3 right.
Well, a tie's as good of a win. You win the prize, my friend. Hang on.
Rough.
Right,
really, yeah. Was rough.
Wow.
Pinocchio screwed me.
Yeah.
With his nose.
And Rev even tried to help you.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really try to help.
You said, can I have a name, rather, which I would have.
Yeah.
I would have had to give him the prize if, in fact, Steve got that right face. Because you're just supposed to say yes or no. That's all you're supposed to say.
Fine, whatever. Well, at least Tim got the prize on it by tying.
That's all.
There's one question you didn't get to that might have been a deciding factor. Who portrays Larry Flint in The People vs. Larry Flint?
Oh, Woody Harrelson.
Yep. So if you would have gotten to it.
Yeah, I was stuck on Pinocchio.
Yeah, yeah, he's got a long nose.
So, so Danny, who sang "When You Wish Upon a Star"?
Jiminy Cricket.
Yes.
Jiminy Cricket. I couldn't think of his name.
Yeah, not a gecko. It's not a gecko. It's a cricket.
Close though.
The highest number found on a standard roulette wheel.
36.
Yes, that's 36. And that's Danny's favorite game at the casino.
It really is.
Clearly, how quickly he answered. And the fact that he mocked me when I said 100.
Yeah,
I heard a snicker.
Yeah. Ho Chi Minh City was formerly known as...
Is it Saigon?
Yeah. Right. Good job. I didn't think anyone would get that one.
Well,
and then... says, gee, Steve, what happened to Vietnam City?
Have a good...
Take me down.
That would have been a better guess. My bad.
And then what is the title of the Bond movie? There is Die in the title.
Is it Die Another Day?
No. There was one... some years back that was Die Another Day, so it was a Bond movie, but not
Die for Now.
No Time to Die.
No Time to Die.
No Time to Die.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the trailer?
I don't think I have.
Oh, it's really good.
Yeah, I'm backlogged on trailers. I just watched the Lost in Space Season 2 trailer, so I got to get going on my trailers.
That was from a while ago, too.
No, it's a new one.
Oh, it's another one?
They just dropped a new one,
wow.
Yeah.
You got the Ghostbusters one you got to check out, too, I hear.
That one's a good one.
Is it?
I thought you were joking with me. There's a Ghostbusters trailer out?
Yeah, Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Oh, I haven't even seen that one.
Yeah,
I thought you were just
trolling. No, it's actually, it's out. It's actually pretty cool. I'm pretty stoked.
I haven't seen that. Dang, I am so behind on everything.
Put that on your queue.
All right,
I'm going to queue it up.
Congratulations to Tim on tying Steve today and thus getting the prize.
Yeah, that's all you do is tie or beat Steve and you'll be a winner just like that.
Hey, speaking of movies, I saw a movie over the weekend.
Oh, I'm excited.
In theaters.
You went to a theater?
Yeah.
What?
Any guesses on which movie I saw?
Oh, my God.
I'll explain to you why. Because we're now in the middle of just waiting for this baby to pop.
Oh, so. It had to be Frozen, too.
No.
Oh.
Although my wife suggested that. I was like, I haven't seen Frozen 1. I
think you'd miss a lot. I'm sure you would, yeah.
Yeah, so we're just trying to kill time.
Yeah?
Because we're just sitting around basically waiting for this baby to arrive.
Oh, so it's the baby waiting time.
So we're just trying to find different things to do. Like, wouldn't it be hilarious if you go into labor in a movie theater?
Yeah.
So we decided to go to that nice one in Ruston Way in Tacoma, the one with the nice couches.
Those theaters are so nice.
But then we look and we're like, there's nothing really that we wanted to see. Anything. I was suggesting we should go to a 4DX and maybe shake the baby out.
Oh, good call.
But, yeah.
Wasn't too down with
that.
You're a little early because the big movie's coming out on the 21st, I think it is. Star Wars. That's the one.
Notice a lot of cool movies are coming out soon. We went and saw Ford versus Ferrari.
Oh, I heard that was good.
Based on one texter sent, Steve, you need to see it. You'll love it. And I remembered that text. And when we were looking through, I'm like, I remember a texter saying I would love this. Either they're trolling me or it's worth checking out. So we watched the trailer, and the trailer looked pretty good. It looked not only like a cool movie, but there was some comedy to it. It's Matt Damon and Christian Bale.
Yeah.
And it's about the Le Mans race and Ford versus Ferrari and Ford trying to compete in that world. Man, was that an awesome movie.
And
so good.
And people did tell us we were dumb because we're not car guys, that Ford did make a high performance that car that could compete with a Ferrari at the time.
For a handful of years.
Yeah.
Yeah,
totally
absolutely.
Forgot that.
And the story's great about Ken Miles. I didn't know anything about that guy. He's kind of a badass in the world of car racing.
Nice.
It's a really
good movie.
Yes.
And how did the wife like it?
She loved it. We both loved it.
All right, I think I might have to take my wife to see that movie.
And it's not your typical movie that I would like. In other words, it's a good movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's not dumb or cheesy.
Whoa.
Or just stupid.
Like, you mean there was good acting?
Matt Damon and Christian Bale, man.
I know that. I'm trolling you. You said it's not the movie that you would like.
I mean, if Affleck was in, it'd be better, of course. But you know.
Got the other guy. You didn't get your favorite guy. You got Matt instead.
Christian Bale is phenomenal in this movie.
He's a good actor, Christian Bale. He really is.
Yeah, he's phenomenal.
I mean, if you only know him from Batman, you're kind of like, no, you don't know that this guy really, he has legit chops, even though he does get mad at some people from time when he, but you know, that's, hey, he's, you know what, he's an actor. So you like it. You give it how many stars on the Stevie Tomatoes?
How many stars are available?
Well, it's your thing.
I go by percentage.
Oh, he always does percentage.
Oh, what's your percentage on Stevie Tomatoes? 98% on Stevie Tomatoes.
I would have given it 100% if maybe it was about 15 minutes shorter.
Okay.
Because it was like 2.5 hours.
Ooh, okay. So I need a bathroom break.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Especially if you're pregnant. Then you're going to need a lot of bed prep.
I've been pregnant for about 30 years now. So, yeah. I've been dealing with this for a long time.
But if you go to one of those fancy couch ones, you're not really bothering anyone because you got all that leg room.
I know. That's what I like about those fancy couch places. You're right. You can get up. You're not really bothering anybody. It's fantastic.
But the thing is, I realize how much of a slob I am when I eat. When you're laying down. You're practically laying down and eating popcorn. You look at your shirt and there's like crumbs everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
But man, it was a cool film.
Yeah, I'm glad. You know what? I've got to see it. And my wife really loves cars. I mean, she loves them more than I do. So maybe I'll be a nice husband. I'm seeing her this weekend. Maybe I'll say, hey, what do you say we go see Ford versus Ferrari?
Do it.
Yeah. I'm not going to say you recommended it, though.
No. Just say a listener said that it was good.
Yeah, I'm going to say, well, and Rotten Tomatoes, I think, also thinks highly of it. So that's at least a plus.
Yeah, I wonder what is Rotten Tomatoes telling us?
I think it was in the 80s.
92%.
Oh, 92. And you gave it what, 98?
98.
Wow, you and Rotten Tomatoes never agree. This must be a really good movie.
Someone says, even one of the critics says, even if you're not a Motorhead, chances are you'll be thrilled by this high-velocity bromance powered by zesty acting.
Ooh, zesty. Haven't heard that in a while.
And a high-velocity bromance. I like that. That's a good way to describe it.
It was a high-velocity bromance? Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Him
and Damon were great together.
I would define that with you, how you feel about Ben Affleck, a high velocity bromance. But now this one beats that.
Absolutely.
Nice. So Ford versus Ferrari, it's a win. Good job.
So I want to know how much were the tickets. We did a matinee. So it was like $10 a ticket.
I'm surprised because I got the fancy theater tickets for Christmas Day. I was smart this year because we always go see a movie Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. And this year I booked way in advance. And also, I'll see Star Wars for a second time by then because my wife is going to want to see it. And Joey Deez is going. And we got the fancy theater in Bellevue. Same thing with the reclining seats. I thought, man, that's going to be $1,000,000,000. It's not too much different, really, than the regular movie prices. I was shocked to find that out.
I also like how they space out those seats.
Yeah.
Because when we went online, because we decided that day, and we're like, oh, crap. All the sweet spots, like the seats that we typically like to get, were already sold out. So we sat in the second row. And we're thinking, this is going to be rough. Maybe we're not going to like it, but let's just take the chance. And the way that they space those seats out with those the recliners, it's really not that close to the screen. It was actually a really pleasurable experience.
I think that's the key to those places. Yeah. Those fancy places, there's not a bad seat in the house.
No, man. It was really a fun watch.
Yeah. And the fancy places don't charge you. I didn't really recognize that much different in price than just a regular theater.
At least not the one in Tacoma. Like I said, for a matinee, it was about $10 a ticket.
Nice. Those things, you'll never, you see, now it's tough to go back, right?
Money well spent. Oh, yeah, we were going to go see it. We could have seen it closer at a better time.
Yeah.
We were like, and probably got a better seat, but we wanted those nice seats.
See, you're spoiled. I don't know if, like, I don't know if I want to watch a movie in a regular theater again after being in the fancy joint.
Although I thought I was going to have to yell at the lady behind us.
What happened? You got the fancy seats. They should
this
be fine.
This woman went and shut the F up.
Oh, really?
I mean, she shut up when the movie started. But what do you guys think? When the trailers start, I think that's when mouths need to shut.
No. No, you can talk during the trailers.
It's a tough one.
Oh, gee, I mean, can you talk at least at a lower volume?
You should anyway.
I mean, it's just like yelling. I mean, there are old people, so I get it. Hearing's not at the highest, but so they're yelling at each other.
I'm trying to remember if I went to the theater in Tacoma this week. It might have been me.
And I'm like, come on, shut the hell up.
I talk between the trailers.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you think? Is this us? And then as soon as the next one comes, because, you know, you got like a 10-second, 5-second window when they show you the green thing going, this has been approved by Steve and his dog, you know, and then they show you the thing. But that's it. Yeah, you got to kind of just tone it down because people love the trailers. They want to see what's up.
I enjoy watching trailers. I always get bummed when we show up too late to see most of the trailers because I wanted to see what movies are coming out. And I mean, I respect when someone wants to conversate about the actual trailer, but they were just talking about, like, their hips and whatever other old people,
people discussions.
I know. And you know what? I'll tell you what the problem is. The more comfortable they make those chairs, the more people think they're in their living room.
Yes.
You're not really wrong there with that.
Yeah, I mean, really.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it's like the less people around you, the less you think you're in a theater. And, I mean, I think that soon you're going to have your own pod. You're really going to feel like you're in your living room and people are going to be having sex
in
there.
You're going to go to a theater to sit in a pod to have a singular experience.
Exactly. They're even going to do
just stay at home at that point.
They'll have different decor. It'll probably be, the new experience will be the living room experience, where you basically will go to all these cool, fancy living rooms to watch a movie because it's not the living room that you have. It's like the IKEA
experience.
Movie theater.
Oh, my gosh.
You bet. Well, what's the next level, right?
I don't know what you could top it.
Yeah.
So that maybe being able to bring Lulu. That would have been fun.
Well, yeah.
Bringing your
dog theater. Well, that is the next thing, too.
You know what? I bet that actually is going to happen with the way people are with their animals.
Probably already is out there, Steve.
We have Bark at the Park. Why can't we have Bark at the theaters?
Yeah, and that won't be annoying.
No. At that point, I mean, how do you get mad at somebody? Like, it's a dog.
Yeah, that I could. I would be. But then again, you won't see me at Bark at the movie.
Wow, I just found caninecinemas.com.
There we go. There. I think we rest our cases.
Wow.
So, as you know, the Seahawks had a rough and tough loss on Sunday against the Rams. So, what does the rest of the season look like? Well, we're going to find out. We're chatting with Mitch Levy. Mitch is back in the morning. We'll do that at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
BJ, I think it's because we were off yesterday that the Seahawks lost, but we have them in today, so maybe it's a good luck charm for next week. Please welcome to the show, Mitch Levy.
Episode 69. What a good week for episode 69.
Favorite episode.
Best episode ever.
Another reason to give $69 away for a jacket or two, right?
Bam.
Yeah.
Part of the 69 crew.
Where were you there, BJ?
Mitch Unfiltered, episode 69. Finally, Steve is going to listen.
Where were you, BJ?
Where was I what?
Why was I not on yesterday?
Oh, why were you not yesterday?
I sat here. I sat outside the door.
He was texting me.
You're right. Do you remember Fred Flintstone? Is your audience too young to remember Fred Flintstone the front door trying to get in?
Yeah.
Wilma! I think it was the saber tooth, whatever, somebody, the house pet put him outside during the open.
Yeah.
That was me. I was sitting at the door waiting for you to come home from your board game convention.
That's
I think that's hysterical, by the way.
I know you do.
I think that is epitome of pathetic.
Okay, I was going to say, because off the air you said it was pathetic, so I'm glad that you continued.
You think I'm gun-shy, Migsy, now?
No, I didn't think you were. I was just hoping you'd use that same term.
I don't even know what to say to this.
That is so pathetic.
I thought we were somewhat friends.
Board game convention?
Oh, I don't even know what to say to you. I don't even know what to say to you at this point. I would try to be kind. Because I'm trying to be kind because you're a guest of our show. But I mean, not to get into a big battle, but you know, the world, everything has changed. And even what used to be pathetic has now become an amazing hobby for people, just like anything out there. If I took you to this convention, you would be like, it was just like we watched that Jeff Goldblum show, which is on Disney Plus, and he takes you to these conventions, and you don't know, like the sneaker convention.
Sneaker convention was great.
Now I'd go to a sneaker convention.
Yeah, well, dude, I would look at you and go, really? There's a convention for sneakers? But you know what? The board game convention was online with a sneaker convention where that many people are into it.
When he feels under attack, Migsy, when he feels under attack, that's when he throws dudes at you. When he calls you dude, you know he kind of feels like he's back into a corner.
Was that my thing?
Yeah, right. You're coming back into a corner.
Dude is the lightest thing I can call you right now that the FCC will approve.
You're saying that if I were with you,
you would at least be
Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, home of the corny Rocky series.
Yes.
I never said it was corny. It's my favorite movie.
You guys.
I agree with you on that. The corny Rocky
traffic. Dude. Come in to talk to a
but
guy.
I said if I would take you there, you'd be like, whoa. There's a lot of pathetic people, or you go, maybe there's something different about this.
The Rocky theme is not corny.
I know it's not.
It's
kind of corny.
I never said it was corny.
It's not corny.
I said that some people would view it as corny, and ever since then, you're taking my words out of context.
You just said it.
I was saying it to get under your skin.
Ladies and gentlemen, it might be
Rocky
tough.
Theme. I talked about how the song is epic.
God.
Hold on. We've had a time change. I just want to make sure everybody adjusts their clocks now that Mitch is here. Set your clocks back to 1950 for Mitch Levy.
Oh, 74-ish. Really? Because I like the Rocky theme and I don't like board game conventions, back to 1950.
Hold on. You don't think it's slightly corny and you think board games are pathetic. That's what I mean. Like or dislike. It is. Here's a strong bunch of adjectives either way on this.
Okay.
You know, and at least you are passionate. You know what you like. You know what you don't like.
No. I don't know about board
games.
Can
we agree on one thing?
What do you want to talk
about? None of us liked what happened on Sunday.
That's why we're talking about board games.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what happened on Sunday.
All right.
The most predictable outcome of the NFL season happened on Sunday.
Oh, help me out with this one.
I can help you out with this.
Yeah, because I was a bit shocked.
You shouldn't have been shocked.
All right.
Had you had me in, instead of going to Philadelphia.
You would have told me.
And going to the board game convention. We, as you know, on the podcast, we do actually a second podcast during the week for subscribers. It's a subscription-based second show, okay? So when we did the show on Thursday before the Rams game, we talked about why the Rams were going to win.
Oh, really?
We talked about why the Rams were going to win. And it's a very simple thing, and I'll jog your memory a little bit.
So is there proof that you were Nostradamus about this?
Oh, there was just no question the Rams were going to win the game. Okay? And when I jog your memory, you're going to say, oh, you know what? That kind of sounds right.
All right.
So let me jog your memory. The NFL for 100 years, late in seasons, when two good teams play against one another and one of them is desperate to get into the playoffs and the other one is going to the playoffs, it's just a matter of what seed they're going to be. So it's kind of a playoff game for one team. It's like do or die, like the Rams. The Rams had to win.
Yeah.
They're at home. They're the defending NFC champions. When that game is played on weeks 13, 14, 15, late in the season, it's almost always won
by the team that's desperate, that's playing for their playoff lives, as opposed to the team that goes on the road and knows they're really going to the playoffs. It's just a matter of what seed they are. It's always, and I'll give you some examples. You don't even have to go back further than last year and your Seattle Seahawks. Now, it happens with every NFL team. Go back to your Seattle. Do you remember late in the season last year, the Seahawks were like, are they getting in as a wild card? Are they not? They're going to have to win a couple games. And the Kansas City Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes, one of the best teams in football, came in here like 11-2 on a Sunday night.
I remember this.
Okay. The Chiefs were in the exact same situation as the Seahawks were in on Sunday. They were going. It just was a question of whether they're going to be the number one seed, number two seed. They were one of the best teams in football. And the Seahawks had to win that game on Sunday night. Who won the game on Sunday night last year?
I think it was the Seattle
who was
Seahawks.
Who was the better team as it all turned out? There's no question who the better team was, right?
Well, that year.
What did the Chiefs do that year? After they lost to the Seahawks, they went all the way to the AFC Championship game. They lost to the Patriots in overtime. They were one of the best teams.
They were the better team. Yeah.
I'll take you back to the year the Seahawks won the Super Bowl, guys.
You're going that far back?
You can do it
I'm old, Mitch. These BJ, memories are hard to access.
You got guys could go season by season and you'll see that I'm right. This happens every year in the NFL. Teams that are playing for their playoff, it's the psychology of it. The Rams were playing a playoff game. That was a playoff game on Sunday night. The Seahawks did not have to win that game.
So let me ask you, because you're making some excellent points with great facts behind it. What is it about the teams that are playing for the number one seed, which is so important, because both of those instances you talked about, the Chiefs and, of course, us, that was the number one seed. Why can't we get up for that as much as the other guys?
I'm not saying you can't get up for it, but it's still not the same as playing for the playoffs. Okay? It's just not the same. 2013, how'd that year work out for the Seattle Seahawks?
Let's see. What
mediocre.
I don't know.
Mediocre.
I feel like they
mediocre.
I just feel like they
didn't go to the board game convention.
Yeah. They didn't go as far as they could have.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So they, 2013. I think they won something.
Okay. 2013. I'm going to do this based on memory. They were 11-2.
All right.
And they were playing for the number one or number two seed, just the way they were the other night. And they went in like week 14 to play the San Francisco 49ers, coached by Jim Harbaugh, who were 8-4 and had to have the victory to get in the playoffs. And the 49ers beat the Seahawks.
So
then two weeks later, the Seahawks were 11-2, 10-2. They were like 12-2 or 12-3, and they played the Arizona Cardinals here. This is the Super Bowl champion Seahawks. They played the Cardinals here, who at that point were 8-6 and had to have the game to have any chance at the playoffs. And they lost to both the Niners and the Cardinals, and then went on and won the Super Bowl.
You know, I forgot about that.
It happens, and it's not just the Seahawks. I'm just bringing the Seahawks. Over the last 15 years, the teams that win that game on week 14 or 15 are the teams that have to have it to make the playoffs. It's totally routine.
So I don't have to feel as badly about this particular loss then.
No, I would not overanalyze it. Remember this. I mean, and this is the emotion of the NFL. It's not like the NBA or a baseball game. Think about what the Seahawks have been through the last 3 weeks going into that game. They had been through the San Francisco game on Monday night. Then they had been through a trip to Philadelphia to the board game convention.
Yeah, that was.
Then they came back after the board game convention and they played Minnesota on Monday night, right?
Yeah.
So they had played 2 out of 3 games, emotional games, on Monday night. They're coming in off of a short week. They played Monday. They had to go to the Rams on Sunday. Let's see how they play against Carolina.
Yeah.
Do not overanalyze how they were flat. They stunk. There's nobody that would argue that they stunk the joint up in Los Angeles over the weekend. I contend they played 3 really good football games right before that. Let's see how they play against Carolina. I think they're going to beat Carolina. I think they're going to come back and they're going to beat Arizona. And then they're going to play San Francisco on December 29th for all the beans.
And granted,
that's what I think.
And granted, we've got a couple of weeks and so many things can change in a couple of weeks. So there we go. We have a position where you got two teams in the playoffs probably by that time.
Oh, yeah.
What does that tell you about who's up for it more?
Oh, it's going to be a huge
because
game.
The Niners probably will be in first place, maybe even the number one seed, let's just say,
by the
end of the season.
They've got the Rams in a couple of weeks, though.
They do have the Rams
to play. And that's a big game for the Rams, too.
That's a huge game for the Rams.
Yeah, because we don't know what the Vikings are doing.
To go back to the December 29th, it really depends on what happens between now and then. But let's just suppose for a second. Let's just suppose for a second that the Niners win between... There's only two games left before that game.
Right.
Each team plays twice. The 49ers play the Falcons and the Rams. The Seahawks play Carolina on the road this weekend, and then the Cardinals at home. So let's just, for poops and giggles...
There we go.
For poops and giggles...
Good catch,
episode 69.
Episode 69 is out now. Let's suppose both teams win both games.
All right.
So what are the records? You tell me, you have the records in front of you.
Yeah, so the records will, basically they'll be one game ahead of us when we go into
that's
that.
That's right.
But will have had one win already.
That's right. So that game will essentially be for which team wins the division and is either a number one or number two seed in the NFC. I think probably a number one seed.
Yeah.
The winner of that game is going to be a number one or number two seed and have a bye. And I think your listeners know the differences between one and two and three, four, five, and six. It's huge. It's
quick
the
question.
Difference between going to the Super Bowl and not going
quick
to the
question.
Super Bowl.
Obviously, if we end up winning the division and have the same record as the New Orleans Saints, they will be the number one seed because they beat us.
If it's you're asking Mr. I can go get Mr. Postseason. There's a guy named Mr. Postseason.
Oh, okay. So you
get him?
Well, I'm just saying
I got him. Okay.
I was just wondering is it that simple or is there more formula?
It's actually very interesting.
Oh, wow.
If the Seahawks win the NFC West and they finish with the same record as the Saints and nobody else with the best record in the NFC, you're right. The Seahawks, by virtue of losing to the Saints head to head, would lose the tiebreaker in terms of the number one seed.
Okay.
However, here's where it gets interesting. If the Packers are also in that tie, and now it's a three-team tiebreaker.
Okay.
The first tiebreaker is, has anybody beaten the other two teams? Well, the Saints have not played the Packers, and the Packers have not played the Seahawks. So the Saints win over the Seahawks becomes null and void in a three-team tiebreaker.
Oh, I love this.
And at that time, the Saints drop out of the three-team tiebreaker. The Seahawks beat the Packers in the two-team tiebreaker. And the Seahawks actually win a three-team tiebreaker with us. Did I just lose you?
No, not at all.
Are you still in Philadelphia?
No.
Come on home.
I'm actually, as a board gamer, I'm understanding the strategy. So we are kind of rooting for the Packers to win their division and have a similar record as us.
I'll make it even simpler for you. If the Seahawks win the next three, including the game against the 49ers on December 29th,
right.
One of two things has to happen. They will win the West. Okay, we know that.
That's good.
They will win at least the number two seed. And if you give me a second, I'm going to tell you why the number two seed may be even better than the number one seed this year. It's a weird year, but we'll come back to that.
Oh, okay.
We'll come back to that. If they win the three games, let me make it easy for you. They win the next three, including the game against the 49ers. They win the NFC West, and they are no worse than the two seed.
Yes.
Okay? Which means they get a bye. They don't have to play the next week. And the next week after that, they're home.
Yes.
And then they could host the NFC Championship game if the number one seed loses before they get to the NFC Championship game, right?
Right.
Okay. So now ask Mr. Postseason.
Yes.
If they win three, what has to happen for them to be the number one seed, right?
You're Mr. Postseason.
Right, I
okay.
am.
Hey, Mr. Postseason.
Yeah.
What happened?
Danny's Mr. Postseason.
Yeah. All righty.
Yeah. What happens? Danny's Mr. still Postseason. Considering whether he wants coffee at Starbucks.
Yeah. Yep. So what happens, Mr. Postseason?
So what I just told you is one of two things has to happen in addition to the Seahawks winning the three.
Right.
Either New Orleans loses one
of
their next three, and they've got a very interesting game in a couple weeks, which we won't talk about. But so if that happens and the Seahawks win their next three, they finish with a better record than New Orleans, and they're in.
They're the number one
seed. Or if New Orleans is going to win all three also, then they need the Packers to win all three to make it a three-team tie.
That's what we want.
One of those two things.
Yes.
Either New Orleans loses one or Green Bay wins all three. Either one of those combinations with the Seahawks winning all three makes the Seahawks the number one seed in the NFC West champ. Did I lose? I think I lost Miggsy. Miggsy's thinking about daughters and babies and water.
He's got a lot to think about.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah. Well, what I
a lot
like.
Better than board games.
What I like. And I will continue to ignore these ignorant and heinous comment. But what I
get that.
What I like is really is that we are still talking about the fact that this game was not an indicator of anything about the Seahawks' future.
What I'm saying is based on
history.
Let's just see how they play against Carolina before we decide that the performance against the Rams was more indicative of the Seahawks than the previous three games.
And what
because they played well the previous three games.
And what can you tell us if you just quickly? What can we take away from that ridiculous, almost 100-point game between the Saints and the Niners?
I think that happens a little bit in football every once in a while where it gets into a shootout early in the game, and that's what happened. It was really early in the game. Both teams scored in their first possessions, and I think that, it just got out
because
of hand.
Because the Niners supposedly got a good defense, too. That's why
I know we're getting are we getting the wrap?
We're getting the wrap. Danny's got to get coffee.
Okay, can I have a second to tell you?
Let me ask Steve.
Yes.
Okay. Is this Mr. Postseason or Mitch? Who am I talking
to? This is Mr. Postseason.
Because I'm telling you, this multiple personality disorder needs to be addressed.
Mr. Postseason. Okay. This is Mr. Postseason.
All right.
Okay. It needs to be addressed for your listeners. We're talking about number one seeds, number two seeds, okay? The key for the Seahawks, and for most teams, but really the Seahawks, is that they're one or two. Because as soon as you drop into three, you got to win three games to get to the Super Bowl, and most of them on the road, probably two out of the three on the road. 3, 4, 5, and 6, it's a tough journey to the Super Bowl.
We don't got to worry about four, thank you to the Cowboys.
Right. They're not going
to
be number four, but you may be number five if you don't win your division, you end up number five. And then you got to win three road games to get to the Super Bowl, and no buys, okay? So the first thing you need to focus on is, for the Seahawks to get to the Super Bowl and have a reasonable chance to get to the Super Bowl, they got to be the one or the two seed. That's the first thing, okay?
I'll go for that.
Okay, if they're the one or the two seed, they get the bye, they get at least one home playoff game, they only have to win two games to get to the Super Bowl, they're okay. They got a great shot at that point. So then you ask, so how obsessed should we be with the one over the two? How important is the one over the two?
Yeah.
Well, let me just share with you that in certain crazy years, the two and the one are not as there's not as much of a football field between the two as typical years. In fact, sometimes it even pays off to be the number two. And I'm going to suggest to you that this could be the year. Because if the Seahawks are the number two, follow me, game board guy.
I'm with you.
Okay. If the Seahawks are number two, who will be number five?
Who will be number five will be the Niners.
Okay. Who do you consider the biggest threat to the Seahawks in the NFC once the playoffs start?
It would be the Niners.
Okay. If the Niners are five, okay, and they go to Dallas, who's going to win that game in the first round of the playoffs?
It's got to be the Niners.
Okay. If the six loses to the three, the six will go to the three the same weekend, right?
Yes.
Assuming the six loses to the three with the home field, who plays the five seed? Who plays the Niners in the second?
The number one seed.
The number one seed. Who avoids the Niners for another week?
That's why you want to be the
deuce. Number two seed.
That makes sense.
So now the team that you feel is the biggest threat, you get to avoid for a second week by being the two seed. And then if the Niners win again, where is the championship game being played? Because they're the five and you win your game. You got the home field. You got essentially what the number one seed got. Mm-hmm. And you got the additional perk of not having to play the 49ers in the second week.
And if you give me
playoffs.
A choice, I would rather take on the Vikings, the Packers, over the Niners.
So there
you give me that choice.
So there you go. So there is the reason why for this year, it may actually not be a disadvantage of the Seahawks to finish second or first. But I'll go back to the original point. We need them to win the division and finish first or second in the conference, because fifth is going to the Super Bowl by winning three road games in 3 weeks against one team that's off of a bye. You've seen it year after. It's happened. I mean, wild card teams have made the Super Bowl.
I will argue this thing.
It's very.
I will make this last statement then. Yes. If going by your previous statements about how the team that's most desperate that needs that win,
right.
I would argue then at the last game of the season, the Niners are so good, or they've just been killing all year long.
Right.
I think the Hawks need to win that game and need to win the division more than the Niners do.
Maybe slightly, but it's just it's a titanic battle.
Yeah.
So much is on the line. It will mean the world to both teams.
Yeah.
If that happens. That's it. That's all I got for you.
Episode number 69 is out. MitchUnfiltered.com or wherever you get podcasts, go check it out. Mitch. Well, I don't know when we'll see you, whenever the baby comes or not, but we will be talking to you in the future. Don't wait outside. I don't know why I feel bad. We should have told you we weren't going to be here. Yeah. All right, we got a well-known actor who likes to invite squirrels into his office to eat his nuts.
That's a tease right there.
That's a tease for you. Who does this? Well, you're going to hear from him at 747 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, if you're upside down in your mortgage, should you continue to make the payment?
Continuing to pay your mortgage or not is a complex decision because you're going to have to pay to live somewhere. You're going to have a housing payment. So continuing to make your house payment really depends on several factors. One is whether or not you have a second mortgage. The second one is how affordable your ongoing monthly mortgage payment is. Another issue is whether your mortgage is adjustable and you're facing an increase in your mortgage payments later on when interest rates go up. If you do have a second mortgage in this economy with the housing prices being down, oftentimes we can take off or strip off that second mortgage in a Chapter 13 case so that you'd only have the first mortgage to continue to pay.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.